Macabre misfortune.
Hey guys, welcome to episode 102 of Macabre Misfortunes. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Tracy.
Tracy.
What?
For this episode, we're going to focus on one of the most horrifying devices that has probably ever been made by mankind.
Oh, good Lord.
Well,
I'm scared. Hopefully it's not in service anymore.
I don't think, I'm going to go out on a limb and say that it's not.
Okay, let's go.
So this device was made in ancient Greece, and it was a true torture and execution device. So this device was called the Brazen Bull. It sounds delicious.
A brazen bull?
Yeah.
Nah.
It was built in 6th century BCE.
Okay, yeah, that was a little ways back, so...
Yeah, a little bit. So this device was supposedly created by a bronze worker by the name of Paralis. I guess back then you didn't need last names, there wasn't as many people.
Oh, well, I didn't think about that.
His name, and you know it's like in the Bible, everybody was just Barabbas or... Mm-hmm. Some of them had names, like Pontius Pilate had a last name, mm-hmm. Jesus Christ, whatever.
Right.
How was Jesus Christ's last name Christ? By the way, because I don't think that was Joseph's last name, and I don't think that was Mary's last name.
I don't know.
So I wonder if they just called him Jesus Christ after the fact, and when he was there, mm-hmm. he was just Jesus.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I wasn't there, so I'm not sure.
Anyway, so Paralis builds this thing. He introduces the device to a gentleman by the name of Phalaris. Now, Phalaris was this tyrant ruler of Agrigos. That was a Greek city in Sicily.
Oh.
So we following along.
I got you.
Phalaris was well known for his pure savagery and cruelty to the people that he ruled over.
Sounds like he needed a hug.
He ruled from 570 BCE to 554 BCE.
Okay.
Did you notice how those numbers went backwards?
Yes, I didn't. I thought maybe I heard that wrong, but...
No, when you're BCE, that used to be just BC, before Christ, but now it's changed to something else.
Mm-hmm.
People being politically correct. So now it's BCE, which if you're going up to, like, say, zero, because that'd be the birth of Christ or whatever.
Right.
But you're counting up. So you would actually have to count down to get to zero, because it's before.
Oh.
Does that make sense?
No, it does. It does.
So, and then at zero, it starts at 1, 2, 3.
Right.
But before that, it would have been 3, 2, 1.
Okay.
All right. So anyway, he rules over this little Greek city. And he had requested that there be a device that would make executions a public spectacle. Because they just weren't fun enough, darn it.
Get another hobby or something. Gosh, that gotta be so mean.
So obviously when Phalaris wanted this device to instill fear and obedience with his people. Tracy, this device was said to be a master stroke of ancient artisanship. So think about this. Picture this in your head. It was a life-size bull, completely made of bronze.
Where did they get the bronze? What is it made out of?
Well, that's what that guy did. He was a bronze smith, so that's all he worked with was bronze. Bronze is a mixture of copper and tin.
Okay.
That you put together. So it's not as expensive as copper, but because you get to cut it basically with something.
Okay, so when you said this bowl is life size. Are you meaning like a regular bull would be, or are you talking yes. about a bigger bull?
No, it's the size of a regular bull.
Okay.
All right, so now there's a door on the side of it. Think of it more as a hatch, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You would open the hatch, and then the victim would climb inside because the bull was completely hollow. So there was enough room for a person to fit inside.
Oh, like Jim Carrey.
Like Jim Carrey.
When he came out of that butthole.
In The Pet Detective. That's what I think of. I think that was a rhino, wasn't it?
Oh, I
was
think so, rhino? Yeah.
But that's what I thought of when I read that. It's just like Jim Carrey on Pet Detective. So once the victim was inside of this bronze bull, then they would light a fire underneath of it.
What?
Yes. Obviously, the bronze bull would heat up, slowly roasting the person inside to
oh,
death.
Oh, no way.
And Tracy Copper is a really good conductor. People will tell you, like, if they've got really good cookware, a lot of times it'll have copper at the on the bottom uh-huh. parts because...
So does it get hot faster?
Yes. Or? Yeah, it gets hot pretty quick.
Oh, my gosh. What a dick.
But wait, there's more.
Oh, Lord.
The Brazen Bull also had an acoustic apparatus. What is that, you say? Well, I'm getting ready to tell you. It was an apparatus that would turn the victim's screams into the sounds of a bellowing bull for all the crowd to hear. So see, he's thinking, hey, this Phalaris guy, this tyrant, he's going to love this
mm-hmm.
because you get some torture aspect going on. So you get that part of it, which he loves, but you also get something for the crowd listening out there because as this person inside screams, it's going to sound like a bull making noises.
I mean, why wouldn't, if he's that evil, why wouldn't he just want to hear the victim's screams?
I don't know. Maybe because the crowds might not want to hear the victim, so it's something for everybody.
Wow.
Well, I'm just saying. So the mouth of the bull was engineered in such a way that it served as a type of resonating system, and that's what would make the noise that sounded like a bull.
Okay.
So the people screaming inside would make it sound like the bull was infuriated or something. So just think about it, not like mooing like a cow would.
Dude,
like,
he really thought this out.
He did. So after Perillus gives this brazen bull to Phalaris, the tyrant, cruel sense of irony, would soon be seen. So he said, you know what? I want to see a demonstration. I want to know what it sounds like mm-hmm. when somebody's inside screaming. So he goes and tells the creator to climb up in there. And so he's more than happy to do so. And as he's getting in, he makes the comment about, hey, yeah, when the victims are inside, their screams are going to sound like a bellowing bull. You'll hear exactly what I'm talking about.
No, he didn't.
Well, this intrigued Phalaris. So he asked for a complete demonstration from Perillus. Once Perillus was inside the bull, Phalaris then demanded that the door be slammed shut and a fire be lit underneath, ultimately roasting the device's creator.
Why would he do that?
Why would who do what?
Why would he get in there? Knowing?
Yeah, why would you be stupid enough to get in? Because the tyrant is telling you to? You know what? He would have just killed him anyway if he just refused. So I guess he figured he probably was cocky. And he was probably like, oh, he loves this thing. I'm just going to keep getting better and better.
Well, that's what you get, dumbass.
So Perillus, the man who designed the bull, was actually the bull's very first victim. No. You think that's funny?
Yes.
I mean, there's definitely some irony to it. The question is, Tracy, is that story true?
I don't know. I mean, and if it is true, dude, he has some serious issues.
Most people really don't know. Now, apparently that guy was a ruler. That mm-hmm. much we know. Mm-hmm. Go back in history. But some people say, yes, the whole Brazen Bull story is true. Some people say, no, that part's made up. And some people say it's somewhere in between. Like, maybe the bull existed and was brought to him, but he didn't make the guy get inside. Right. So, nobody really knows. But that's kind of the story. Mm-mm. All right, Tracy. So, we've been ending these things on a joke to try to cleanse the palate.
Oh.
So, here's the joke tonight.
All right.
This kid decides that he's going to burn down the family house. As the house is burning, the dad watched with tears in his eyes. And then he puts his arm around the kid's mom, and he said, "That's our son."
Our son. Oh. That was clever.
Well, I can't take credit for it.
So. Oh, well.
But it's still funny. I thought. All right, guys. We love you. We'll talk to you later. We know this was a little bit shorter episode. That's why we didn't stick a commercial in the middle.
Yeah.
We love you.
All right. Love you guys.